Turkeys are dealing with not one, but two deadly disease threats. Details today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
There never seems to be enough time in the day to get all your farm work done. You're tempted to cut corners, but doing so can put you at risk of injury or worse. I urge you to resist the temptation. Play it safe. So what if it takes a little longer? You'll live to farm another day. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. We've heard plenty about highly pathogenic avian influenza in recent months. Also called bird flu, it's the main reason why chicken eggs are so expensive. Turkeys have it worse, though. They not only contract bird flu, farmers are also losing birds to a disease called avian metapneumovirus. John Zimmerman chairs the National Turkey Federation.
Together, these two respiratory viruses have exponentially increased volatility, supply shortages, and market uncertainty. This 1-2 punch has caused many farmers to quit raising turkeys, with several others on the brink of shutting down.
Zimmerman farms in Minnesota, the largest turkey-producing state in the U.S. He says millions of birds have died so far. He told the Senate Ag Committee it could have been fewer had the USDA not taken so long to okay a vaccine.
I appreciate the importance of ensuring the safety of a vaccine and that the AMPV vaccine was the first of its kind to ever be approved. However, when an entire industry is at significant risk, it should take a matter of months, not over a year, for a widely used and well-established global vaccine to be imported and available for use. I would encourage the committee to use your experience in evaluating USDA's review process to ensure a faster, more efficient response to future animal disease outbreaks.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.